Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Well, happy Easter, everybody, and welcome to our Easter service. And our word today comes from Romans 8:11. It says this. It said, "If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that dwells within you." Praise God for his word. And the thing is this, you know, when we look at and think about Easter as it comes up, you know, when we were a child, all that we can think about is how many Easter eggs we're going to get. You know, I remember one time when I was a child, I think I had 13, you know, I was gutted the next year when there was only five. But there you go. We think about chocolate and more chocolate. And then we get to grow up, don't we? Things change and that, and we become an adult. And all we can think about is Easter eggs and chocolate again, and chocolate, especially these things here. Yeah, especially these things. They kind of pop up everywhere. You know, I don't know if you go down to Sainsbury's, they're in the goodie aisle, and then you get to the end of the aisle, and they're there as well. Just about every aisle, these things, little demons, Camus cream eggs are there. And then you get to the checkout, when you think you've just got away from them all, they're there as well. And you see, my wife knows that, and she knows that they're a big temptation for me at this time of year. And even though I tell her, please, Deb, don't get them, I don't want them, she knows it's my soft spot. And she loves me, so she gets them. And I go to the fridge, and I find them in there, and I have to eat them. Did you get that? I every year I say, don't do it, but she does it. I know it's because she loves me. But so that is me, and I'm sure there's more like it. But the truth is, when we think about Jesus, most people think about Jesus dying on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, that we are forgiven as a people of God if we come to Christ for all the mistakes we've ever made in our life. And I'm the chief mistake maker. I've got to hold my hands up. I have made so many mistakes in my life. But God forgives, total forgiveness, not a little bit forgiveness and God's holding a grudge against us, but complete forgiveness for everything we've ever done wrong. And from the time we receive him, it's as if we'd never sinned, that God counts us as though we're as clean and white and pure as Jesus Christ, his only son. Such an amazing thing the gospel message is. And that's available to you today. You could be freed from any guilt and shame that might be in your life. Jesus died to bring you that. What a story. What a good news story. We need a good news story today, don't we, in this world? Now, all that is true, all that I've just shared with you, especially the bit about the chocolate. Please, someone have a word with Debbie and tell her stop buying him them chocolates. But actually, the cross is not the big news. The biggest news is the resurrection for us. Why? Because it changed everything. It changed the history of mankind. Because before Jesus rose from the dead, if you died, that was the end of it. There was no more. It was a done deal. The end of it. Game over. Game set a match. And unfortunately, death comes to every single one of us. It's that thing that nobody wants to talk about, death. They avoid it like the plague, but it's something that we've seen so much of over this last year with COVID claiming so many lives. We all know somebody that has passed on because of it. But the good news, it isn't the end. You see, when Jesus rose from the dead, he defeated death itself. He broke its power over mankind. He defeated the fear of death, so you don't have to go through life fearing when you die again, because you know that Jesus is alive, and those that follow him will come alive again and be in heaven with him forever. Through the resurrection of Christ, he opened up eternity for all of us who believe. And that's the Easter message that we've just read from, that the story there out of the Bible, that if the Spirit of Christ is in you, the Spirit of God is in you, that same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, then something is going to happen with you. Verse 11 said, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead will give you new life to your body. It's not just to take you to heaven. It's to give your body new life, the life of God now, through his Spirit that now lives in you. That's God's Spirit. That's infinite power. Not just a little bit, not a battery, not the electricity. This is infinite power now living in you to bring life to every area of your life. And Jesus said, I came to bring you life in all its fullness through the resurrection power. Come on, that's a good deal. That's good to receive, if you ask me. And so I ask you the question, how are you doing? Are you living fully alive? Do you feel fully alive? Because if you don't, you're not living in resurrection power. And it's available to you today, this Easter, right now. At the end, we're going to pray and ask Jesus, I want this. I want this. Come on. That's what God wants for each one of us. But as you saw the video at the start, you know, we see the story of so many people that have been taken out of doom and gloom and a tough beginning, that God starts to work his power in them, and testimony after testimony of how God grew them, God shaped them, and how their life is completely different now, so much better than it was before. But the problem is this, that although God is a good God, he's a loving God, a kind God, a caring God. He's just the most wonderful God you could ever think or imagine of. And, you know, he's our Father in heaven. Although he is all that to us, we live in a broken world. And the truth is, guys, if you're honest with yourself, you're broken. And I'm broken. And life hurts so often. And inside, you know, outside, we can let the world know, yeah, I'm hunky-dory, how are you doing? Yeah, I'm all right. Inside, we're broken, we're hurting, and some of us are in pieces at times, especially through COVID, with all that it brings, the tensions and the problems and the struggles of life right now, and the apprehension of what it's going to look like when it opens up again. Well, for the World Church, I'm telling you this, it's going to be amazing. It's a new thing emerging. It's going to be fun and exciting. You're in the right place. But we're in that broken state. We're in a broken world. And the truth is that the resurrection power of God tells us something, that God is a God of surprises, and he can bring new beginnings out of even the most toughest and hopeless circumstances that you find yourself in. That's resurrection power. Any less is not God's resurrection power. It rose Jesus from the dead. Imagine what he could do for you today. And so where are you hurting right now? Where do you need a touch of God's resurrection power? Maybe you suffer from low self-esteem, like I was when God called me. I really didn't think much of myself, and I wasn't much, you know. And then God started to strengthen me and build me together. Or maybe you're like a person I knew once, Sue, that was so confused in the mind. Her mind was in chaos until she asked Christ into her life. And immediately the fog cleared, the confusion. She lived in confusion. It went immediately. And she started to live a life of peace. She couldn't believe it. Is that you today? But you can have that. Or maybe you're living with painful memories that play over in your mind, like a video that you watched you wish you hadn't. You know, things that have gone on in your life that nobody else knows about, but you know about them, and you still feel that pain deep within. Is that you? You need a touch of God's resurrection power. Or maybe your body is hurting. Now, we don't always get healings and miracles, but at least 50% of the time when we pray for people in the World Church, we see people get well. Every single time something happens, people get a little bit better. Sometimes we see absolute miracles. God will heal your body today. Or maybe you've got financial problems and you say, well, what's that got to do with healing? Well, God has promised that he will be our provider. And there's nothing worse than being imprisoned by crippling debt. That's why Debbie works with Christians Against Poverty, does an amazing work for us as a church behind the scenes, guys. And praise the Lord for that work. But is that you today? Jesus wants to touch you with resurrection power. Or maybe it might be one of your relationships where you need that touch of God. You need a miraculous thing to happen because it's maybe not so good with one of your parents or one of your friends or maybe even a marriage or your son, daughter. You know, you need a touch of God. It's here today for you. That's the Easter story. That's the Easter promise. But in the end, we all need spiritual healing. And that means admitting that at times we have offended God, because we've all made those mistakes, every one of us. It's just about admitting that to God. But the truth is that those mistakes alienate ourselves from God. When we've done it our own way, when we've done things we know that we shouldn't, it separates us from the life of God. That's the whole Easter story, that God came down from heaven. He loved us that much that he became a man, born as a baby, grew up as Jesus Christ. God walked the earth. He knows what your life is like. He knows what pain is. No one went through the agonies that he went through on the cross and died of a broken heart because we turned against him, though he loved us so much. But as he rose again, he came back to newness of life. And if we come to him, all our sins are forgiven. All our sins fall away. And we're brought back into relationship with God. The power of God does that. This resurrection power brings us as one with him. And you might be saying, how can I have that today? Well, God made it easy for us to do that. And it's called simple faith. Just simple faith in him. John 10:9 says, look, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's not about going to church every week. It's not about doing religious exercises all the time or being as good as you think you can be, although it's great to be there. That's not how you get into heaven. That's not how you get right with God. No, no, no. We accept Jesus as Lord. And what does that mean? That means accepting in your heart that Jesus is God and I'm not. Yeah? Some people still have to work that one out. Or that Jesus raised from the dead. What does that mean? It means he was dead. It means he did come back to life. And he did ascend to be with the Father. And he's still alive today. And he's the God of the universe. The God that created me. The God has got a purpose for me and for you. When we accept that and we say, God, will you lead me in life? Will you be my Lord? And we confess that with our mouth, we will be saved. And you can be saved today. We're going to pray in a minute for that. But also for Christians. You see, we are called to live this resurrection life. Well, you say, how? You know, become a Christian. I've got Christ in me. I know that. I'm more at peace. Well, that's not the end. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of your walk. That's the thing. How do we do it? Well, we keep believing with the same simple faith that we had when we accepted Christ into our hearts. Simple faith and stepping out in that faith. That's the Christian life. And God is calling us out now. It's church. It's time. It's time to press in and step into that. John 1:12 says this, that those who believed in him, and they're the ones I'm talking to right now, have received him. He gave the right to become children of God. You're not automatically a child, you're a baby, and it's time to grow in that and have fun with it. The problem is this, is that most Christians are stuck at the cross. They've got saved, but they're not walking in the fullness of life that God's resurrection power now makes available to us. You see, the power of God, the resurrection power, is not stuck in heaven so that one day we're going to be there and it's all going to be hunky-dory. Actually, it's going to be better than hunky-dory. It's going to be better than you could ever dream or imagine. But it's not stuck there. Now God has made a connection with you that his river of life, this resurrection power, would flow within us and transform us. And so how does that happen? Well, it says there that God will give us refreshing times. Will he remind us of this? And this is how it happens. That as we hear the word of God, like you're hearing this morning, we hear the word and we believe it in our heart, all of a sudden that opens the floodgates for God's life to flow like a river that is, a river, a torrent river, bringing life and refreshing. It's like a powerful thing working within us, giving us life to us, bringing joy and peace and love, patience, goodness, healing and well-being to our hearts, mind, soul, every part of us, abundance, and makes a way for the miraculous to start happening in our lives, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out these demons, cleansing the lepers, is exactly what this life of resurrection opens up for us. Every good thing comes our way, and it's all part of being in God's family. It's part of our birthright. It's who we are. Paul said this, look, and he was the most amazing Christian ever. He said this in 3:10, look, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. So do you know this power, Christian? Are you walking in this power, Christian? Because Paul, who, you know, he spoke in tongues and did so much, he said, I want to know this. I want to walk in this. This new life, I want that for me. Do you want that for you? These are the kind of Christians we want to grow in this church. And we are growing in this church. They know God. They know the power of God. And they're walking and stepping in daily in this power of a resurrection life and passing it on to others. If you haven't experienced that today, pray with me in a minute to receive that for yourself. But I'll finish with this. The problem is that we live in this broken world, like I said before. And this broken world puts so many demands on us. Are you being crushed by the demands on your life? By the weight of all the things that you've got to do or you feel you've got to do? You see, it's easy for us to neglect our soul. Are you neglecting your soul? Are you neglecting the person that God loves, that he created you to be? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. And love your neighbour as yourself. We've got to love ourselves, the Bible says. Have you been neglecting yourself? Have you been preoccupied with the demands of the world that are endless? Do you know that? Yeah, go chasing after one thing, get that. And then there's another thing you've got to chase, another demand. Is that you? Have you been neglecting your soul? Guys, it's time to focus on you. You matter. You're important. You're precious to God. You're no good to God if you're just wasted on things that don't matter, preoccupied by the things and trappings of the world. No, he wants you to focus on self right now. Peter says this, the way forward is Acts 3:19, repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing will come. Come on, admit it. You all need refreshing. I need refreshing every day. And it may come from the Lord. He's the one who refreshes us. And so what does that mean? Repent means turn away from doing life your way. Turn to do it God's way. Change your inner life. Stop doing it how you see it to be and say, God, I'm going to start trusting you. I'm going to turn to you today, this Easter right now, and start to seek him, look for him, knock and the door will be open. He wants us to seek him. Do you love God this morning? Do you want some of what he's promising you? No, guys, it's very simple. We simply believe in Jesus and he will refresh our soul with resurrection power today. And he will soak you in his presence. And all those things that weighed you down so much, those things you couldn't forget, God will start to deal with that. And he will lift your head and he will change you into being the best version you can be of you. Start that process today. Step into that today. That's what the Easter story is. And we're going to pray right now. Okay, let's just bow our heads and lift our hands in submission to him. That's what it means. You are my Lord and I want to do things your way. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and you want to do that today, you want that simple belief. I don't know it all, but I just believe there's something in this. I want you. I want to do things your way. And I am sorry for the things that I've done wrong. Let me lead you into a short prayer. All you have to do is pray this in your heart. Lord, I'm sorry for all that I've done wrong. I've made mistakes, God. You know that I've made mistakes, but I'm sorry about them. And I thank you. You died on a cross for me so that I don't have to die. I thank you that your cross gives me freedom. Please come into my heart to be with me forever. Come into my heart by your Holy Spirit. I want that refreshing. I want your resurrection power and life in me. Today, if you prayed that prayer for the first time and meant it, he will save you today. You will receive it right now, this Easter. And for those that have already done that, and you've realised this morning, you know what? I got saved. I feel a bit of peace in my heart, but I'm not living that resurrection life. Is that you? Because it's time to say to God right now, God, I'm ready. I fought you all this time, but it's my time, and God, I'm ready to step into this new life. Let's ask the Holy Spirit, shall we? Holy Spirit, which is the third part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We're asking God's Holy Spirit to come. Come, Lord, come, deliver me from myself, pride and the thought that I could make life work. I've tried. It doesn't work. Lord, deliver me from self and open my heart, Lord. Open the reservoirs of new life that you have for me and for every person that is online now. Anyone looking to this, just God, will you open their heart? Lord, would you bring times of refreshing today, right now? To our home life, to our work life, to our relationships, to our finances, to our mental health and physical wealth. Lord, to our vision from the future for ourselves that's so much greater than we could ever plan or purpose for ourselves. Bring that new life. Let it flow like a river. And I can sense now that God's presence is flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing from heaven, but not stuck there, into hearts right now, into your heart, and bringing life, life and goodness and joy and kindness and self-control and peace. Oh, Lord, let it come. Let it come, God, because we are a people of resurrection power, part of the family of God that's going to be together forever. And we get heaven as a bonus. We're going to know each other forever. Oh, my word, could there be a more exciting, a more joyful, a more good story? Easter is the most wonderful story ever. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And may your resurrection power go to work in every heart. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Happy Easter. Have fun. Enjoy your family times. And if you're looking online, praise God. We'll see you hopefully next week, same time, 10:30. Amen.